नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पाश्चात्य देश धारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडेज सेशन। We have been discussing from the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The chapter is titled as Vishwarupa Darshan or the Universal Form. So, Krishna, after describing the various vibhutis in the 10th chapter, he ended the 10th chapter by telling, Atava bahunaitena kimgyatena tavarjuna विष्टव्याहमिदं कृत्स्नम् एकांशेन स्थितो जगत्। He says, what is the need to mention all the vibhutis? Please understand that in one of my expansions, एक अंशेन स्थितो जगत्, you know, I maintain this whole universe. So Arjuna in this chapter desires to see what is that form in which he maintains this whole universe. So Arjuna said, my dear Lord, by your mercy, my illusion concerning your vibhutis or your powers are gone by hearing your words. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur says, in this 11th chapter, Arjuna seeing the universal form praises it in reverence. So in the end of the last chapter, hearing about one amsha of his dear friend, the Adi Purusha, means the original Purushavatar, the first Purushavatar, which is Mahavishnu, who is the shelter of all the vibhutis, Arjuna became submerged in the highest bliss and desired to see that form. He decided to see that form of Mahavishnu. So, now, he says that, O Lord, in detail I have heard about the creation and dissolution of all beings arising through you, as well as I have heard about your great powers and how you are completely detached and you are unaffected by all of this. I have heard this. What you have spoken about yourself is all true, and I desire to see that powerful form of yours, Te Aishwaram Rupam. Okay, so what is that Aishwaram Rupam? So he says that I now want to see with my eyes the expansion form of yours by which you support this world. What is that form by which you support this whole world or this whole universe? Please show that form to me. I wish to see that form. If you think that I am qualified to see that form, then please show that indestructible form of yours. The Lord replies, Oh Arjuna, see my hundreds and thousands of wonderful forms of various types, various colors and various shapes. Sri Vishwanatha Thakur commenting here, he says that Krishna thinks that first I will show him the form, that form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. So this is a particular form of Mahavishnu in which he, through which he supports all the vibhutis. That form of Mahavishnu having thousands of hands, thousands of heads, so thousands of legs like that. He says, it is my own expansion, the first Purusha Mahavishnu. That's the form that he is showing. Later, by having necessary qualification, I will show him the Kala Rupa. Okay. So, he says, see the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the Ashwinis, etc. See my many astonishing forms not seen before. Now in this one place, see in one part of my body this whole universe. Okay. But actually, you will not be able to see with your material eye alone. So I give you the eyes of the devatas. Behold my majestic form. I give you the eyes of the devatas. Behold my this majestic form. Okay. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, what he cannot see is, it is impossible for anyone to see. Yeah. One part of the universe, you know, or one small part of the universe you can see. But the whole universe, even if one may travel for millions of years, one cannot complete seeing the whole universe. But Krishna is giving the eyes for him to see that universe, situated within the form of Mahavishnu. Okay. So, he says that Arjuna should not think that this is some form caused by some magical trick or some material illusion. Therefore, in order to give him the faith that the form which he is showing to Arjuna is Sachidananda form. It is Sachidananda. Therefore, he speaks this verse. With your material eyes, you cannot see this, like that he says. So, by letting him see with those eyes, the Lord's intention was to give a little astonishment to Arjuna, who was thinking himself to be a material person. Actually, because Arjuna, being an eternal associate of Krishna, he does not have material eyes. Okay, he does not have material eyes like ordinary material persons. What is the logic of giving spiritual eyes to Arjuna to see a mere expansion of Krishna, when that Arjuna with his very same eyes is seeing the form of Krishna, who is Sarvakarana Karanam, who is the Amshi of this form of Mahavishnu that Arjuna is wanting to see? When Arjuna can see the form of Krishna, which is even more sweeter and completely spiritual, why would he need a spiritual eye to see a form which is inferior in one sense? Inferior means, I mean, it's not a material form, but definitely it is inferior in terms of sweetness. So he says that, but on the other hand, it can be said that the superior eye, which sees only the great sweetness of Krishna's human pastimes, does not at all accept the glories of the Lord's pastimes performed with the devatas, which is the form of the Leela of Purushavataras, godless display of opulence, as Srila Prabhupada says. One will not appreciate that. So, just like one who has tasted the sugarcane juice, sorry, the juice of the white lotus, cannot relish the sugar candy with his tongue. Thus, the Lord wanting to show the majestic nature of his pastimes with the devatas as Mahavishnu, in order to cause astonishment in Arjuna, gave to Arjuna non-human eyes which are suitable for seeing the Devalila, which is majestic in quality. So, basically he gave him a non-material eye with which he could see. Of course, he had spiritual eyes only, Arjuna, but he had, with those spiritual eyes, he could see the form of, the sweet form of Krishna. But in order to see the form of Mahavishnu, he needed a different type of eyes, which is relished by those who appreciate Aishwarya. So he gave that kind of eyes. Then with those eyes, what Arjuna saw Sanjaya is describing to Dhritarashtra, he says, O king, having thus spoken, Krishna showed to Arjuna his supreme majestic form. It had many mouths and eyes, many astonishing aspects, many wonderful ornaments, uplifting many wonderful weapons. That form wore astonishing garlands and dress, astonishing perfumes and ointments. It was shining, greatly amazing, infinite, with faces in every direction. If the splendor of a thousand suns rose simultaneously in the sky, that effulgence would be similar to one of the splendors in the effulgence of this great form. On the battlefield in the body of the Lord, Arjuna saw parts of the whole universe in one place, in various ways he saw within the body of that Lord. Then seeing that Vishwarupa, Arjuna was overcome with wonder. His hair stood on end, and Arjuna bowed down his head and he started offering prayers. Arjuna said, "My dear Lord, in your body I see all the devatas as well as the mass of all the beings. I see Lord Brahma. I see all the rishis. I see all the shining snakes. I see you everywhere with this infinite form. It has many arms, many stomachs, many mouths, many eyes. I do not see a beginning or an end or a middle of this form. I see that you are wearing a crown, you are holding club, chakra, a mass of light shining everywhere. You are very difficult to behold, my dear Lord, because it's so effulgent on all sides like a blazing sun. My dear Lord, you are the supreme Brahman and you are the shelter of everything. You are the indestructible, you are the protector of eternal Dharma. And I know that you are the ancient person. I see that you are without beginning, middle or end. You are possessing infinite strength, 1,000 arms with the sun and moon as your eyes and so on." So he is showing complete astonishment. This is called as Mahavismaya Rasa when he saw this form of the Lord. Actually, the space between heaven and earth and all directions are filled with you alone, since you are spreading all over the universe. Seeing this astonishing and ferocious form of yours, the three worlds have become terrified, my Lord. Now the Arjuna, now Krishna starts showing him his Kala Rupa, like a motion picture, what is going to happen in future and everything he shows them. Okay. So the host of devatas take shelter of you, Arjuna is seeing. Some in fear of you, they are praising you. Some are shouting, "Swasti." The other sages and siddhas, they praise you with excellent verses. The Rudras, Adityas, etc., they all look at you in astonishment. And seeing this form with many mouths, eyes, arms, thighs, etc., the world is filled with terror, my dear Lord. And seeing how your form is actually touching the heavens, you're looking at your gaping mouth and wide blazing eyes, I have become totally distressed in my mind, my Lord. I do not find any satisfaction. I do not find any relief seeing this form. Look at your mouth with sharp teeth. And from your mouth comes fire, which looks like fire of cosmic destruction. I am not able to see, identify the directions. I am not feeling comfortable at all seeing this form, my dear Lord. Yes, I did ask you to show this form to me, but I'm not feeling comfortable at all. Please be merciful to me. I see that all the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they all are entering your fearful mouth and your teeth is crushing them. Some of their heads are ground up between your teeth and are sticking between your teeth. So ghastly. And I see that all these heroes are just entering your mouth like swift currents of the rivers enter into the ocean, or as moths enter into a blazing fire, all these heroes are entering into your mouth and you are swallowing all of them. with your fiery mouth and you're licking your lips repeatedly. It's so ghastly. Please tell me, who are you, my dear Lord, with this terrifying form? I offer all my respects to you. Please be merciful to me. I desire to understand, who are you and what is your purpose? Krishna says, Kalosmi lokakshayakrit pravriddho lokan samahartumiha pravrittah. Ritepitvam na bhavishanti sarve yevastita pratyanikeshu yodhah. Arjuna, I am time, the destroyer of all the three worlds. Increasing in power, I am engaged here in destroying these men. Actually, I don't need you to destroy them. I have already destroyed them. But you get up, you be my instrument, and you take the glory of killing all of them. Tasmatvam uttishta yasholabhasva. You take all the fame. Jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samudram. You take the credit of defeating your enemies and you can enjoy this prosperous kingdom. Mayaivaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. I have already killed them. I have showed you in my kala rupa. I have showed you the future also. That's done and dusted. Now you have a choice whether you want to participate in it and take the glory for what I have already done. Okay. You be an instrument and take all the credit. Dronam cha Bhishmam cha Jayadratam cha Karnam Tatanyan api Yodha Viran Maya Hatamstvam Jahima Vyatishta Yudhyasva Jetasi Rane Sapatnan. Just kill this Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrata, Karna and all of them who have already been killed by me. Do not lament, Arjuna. Just fight and you will be victorious. I am guaranteeing you. Just fight and victory is yours. So then, after hearing this and seeing this form of Kala Rupa and the Vishwarupa, Arjuna starts speaking. Arjuna says, so Arjuna, hearing these words, Arjuna with folded hands started trembling. He offered his respects again and again. And he was overcome with fear. And he spoke to Krishna in a faltering voice. He said, O Rishikesha, O controller of all the senses, look, so appropriately the whole world is rejoicing and becoming attracted to you by this, because you have displayed the celebrated form. And so appropriately the Rakshasas and the Yakshas are all getting frightened by seeing this form and they are running away. And all the perfected devotees are bowing down to you in this form, which is all very, very appropriate. In fact, why should they not offer respects to you? You are the first creator. You are greater than Brahma. You are the cause and effect. You are the Brahman, everything. You are the Adideva. You are the Purusha Puranaha. Tomasya Vishvasya Param Nidanam. You are the shelter of this universe. Vettasi Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dama. You are the knower. And you are the object of that knowledge also. So, and you are pervading through this whole universe. You are Vayu, you are Agni, you are Yama, you are everything. I am offering respects to you 1,000 times. And again I am offering respects to you. I offer Nama Purastha Tata Prushtataste Namostute Sarvata Eva Sarva Ananta Virya Mita Vikramastvam Sarvam Samapnoshi Tatosi Sarvaha. I offer respects to you in the back, in the front, on all the sides. So you pervade everywhere and therefore you are everything. I am seeing this. And I really beg pardon from you, my dear Lord. Saketi matva prasabam yaduktam he Krishna he Yadava he Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam maya pramadat pranayeshu vapi. Like that Krishna says, Arjuna says, that I don't know, I joke with you, sometimes calling you he Krishna, he Yadava, he Sake. And many of these were in a joking way, sometimes in a sarcastic way, sometimes in an insulting way. Sometimes, you know, I used to speak like this when you were alone. Sometimes in, you know, in front of others, I used to speak such insulting words to you. I thought you were just one of me. I thought you were just one of us. So please forgive me, my dear Krishna. Actually, Pitasi Lokasya Characharasya Tomasya Pujyascha Guru Gariya Natsvat Samosti Abhyadika Kutonyo Lokatreya Pratima Prabhava. In fact, my dear Lord, you are the father of this world. You are the father of all the moving and non-moving things. You deserve the most respect. You are the most deserving of respect. You are the teacher of the scripture. And so on. You know, you have unsurpassed glory in the three worlds. No one is equal to you or greater than you. So, therefore, bowing down to you and prostrating my body, I beg pardon from you. My dear Lord, just as a father tolerates the offenses of his son, just as a friend tolerates the offenses of his friend, and just as a husband tolerates the faults of his wife, you kindly forgive me and tolerate my mistakes. Yes, I only ask to see this majestic form of yours. I am delighted. I am happy. But at the same time, I am not able to tolerate seeing this form. So please show me your pleasing form. Be kind to me. So basically, Arjuna is telling, Lord, if at all you wish to show me some Aishwarya, if at all you wish to show me some Aishwarya, you may please show the Aishwarya mixed form of your four-handed form in which you hold the Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. You don't have to, if at all you wish to show me the form of Aishwarya, rather than showing me the form of Mahavishnu in this Vishwarupa manifestation, you may kindly show me the four-handed form of Vasudev holding Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. That is the limit of Aishwarya form that I can see and appreciate. Beyond that, it's beyond my ability to see and appreciate. So if at all you wish to show me a form of Aishwarya, you can show me your 400 form instead of your 200 form, but not this Vishwarupa form of Mahavishnu. I don't wish to see this form. So therefore, show me that form, the form of the son of Vasudev, the form of sweetness, which is millions of times dearer to my life. Show favor to me. Do not display to me that form of great power any longer. So it should be understood that Arjuna did not see the body of Krishna in human form, which was the origin of all the forms seen by Arjuna, and Krishna displayed the universal form, because his vision was covered by Yoga Maya. So Yoga Maya covered the vision of Arjuna, even though the vision of Krishna in his regular two-handed form, even though this form of Krishna was seen by others who were standing on the battlefield, but Arjuna could not see that form because his vision was covered by Yoga Maya. So he says, I wish to see you wearing a crown, holding a club and chakra. appear with that, please appear with that four-armed form. So here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, moreover, when you show your form with power, if at all you want to show that form with power or your form of Aishwarya, show that powerful form, but which is also filled with rasa, which gives joy to the mind and eyes of people like us, which we saw before in the form of the son of Vasudev for performing human-like pastimes. If at all you want to show some majesty, show that four-handed form. Show majesty in that four-handed form, not in the form of this Vishwarupa. This majestic form that you are showing is distasteful to our mind and eyes. With this intention, Arjuna speaks. I desire to see that same form with a crown of valuable jewels, which we saw previously sometimes. Sometimes Krishna used to show this four-handed form to Arjuna also. So if at all you want to show some form of Aishwarya, you may please show that form. Okay, so this is where we ended our discussion last week. So before we continue with this chapter further, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add, you can please go ahead. Yes, Mohit Prabhu.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, दंडवत प्रणाम। कैन यू हियर मी
धन्यवाद।
प्रभु जी? जी
यस
प्रभु जी, लाइक अर्जुना सैड दैट आई स्कोल्डेड यू, आई अनअवेयर ऑफ योर मतलब मैजेस्टिक फॉर्म्स दैट यू आर द सुप्रीम लोर्ड, एंड आई बिहेव विद यू र्यूडली एंड आई इंसल्ट यू समटाइम। बट यू सैड दैट इन अर्जुना वाज ए प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्णा एंड भगवत गीता इज स्पोकन फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस। सो एंड सो वाई इट इज रिटन दैट प्रभु जी अर्जुना इंसल्टिंग कृष्णा, बिकॉज बट बिकॉज ही वॉज ए प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्णा, देन वाई ही सैड दैट आई स्पोक विद यू रूडली, आई इंसल्टेड यू, आई स्कोल्डेड यू।
That is out of love.
ओके ओके प्रभु जी। एंड प्रभु जी, अनदर अनदर क्वेश्चन इज प्रभु जी, लाइक कृष्णा सेड दैट अर्जुना अर्जुना सा इन कृष्णा फॉर्म दैट ऑल द ग्रेट वॉरियर्स वर ऑलरेडी किल्ड एंड क्रशिंग इन कृष्णा टीथ, लाइक करण, भीष्मा, द्रोणाचार्य, एंड कृष्णा सेड आई वांट टू गिव यू ऑल ग्लोरी। बट इन आवर डेली डीलिंग्स हाउ कैन वी नो दैट समटाइम वी आर इन ए डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशन, दैट हाउ वी नो दैट कृष्णा वॉन्ट टू गिव अस विक्ट्री और कृष्णा वॉन्ट टू गिव अस फेम। वी इन वर्स्ट सिचुएशन समटाइम वी सरेंडर एंड समटाइम वी बिकम डिफीटेड। सो हाउ वी नो दैट कृष्णा वॉन्ट टू गिव अस ग्लोरी और कृष्णा इज विद अस, विद अस, स्टैंडिंग विद अस, लाइक मैनी डिवोटीज हु डू प्रीचिंग इन वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड लाइक मुस्लिम कंट्रीज। समटाइम आई हर्ड दैट वन और टू डिवोटीज वर किल्ड देयर। सो हाउ वी नो दैट कृष्णा इज स्टैंडिंग विद अस और कृष्णा।
We could not hear the last few sentences. I think you have a problem with your internet.
Sometimes devotees were also some devotees preaching in Western world
No, I understood that. I
in
understood that
Muslim
question.
countries. And so how we know that Krishna want to give us fame or glory, or we become we become defeated? Matlab Krishna is standing with us. How we know in worst situation? Like Krishna says that get up, they were already killed by me, but I want to give you glory and fame.
Yeah, because there Krishna directly told Arjuna that he wants him to fight. But because Krishna is not there, we have to take that guidance from devotees who are more advanced and mature. We can take guidance to know what exactly Krishna wants us to do in this situation. So live guidance is very critical. So we take guidance as to in this situation, how should I respond so that it would be pleasing to Krishna, like that.
ओके एंड प्रभु जी ये दीज थाउजेंड हेड्स एंड थाउजेंड फॉर्म्स ऑफ विष्णु ऑल आर ऑफ सेम हेड्स, मतलब सेम विष्णु हेड और डिफरेंट डेमी गॉड्स और लाइक ब्रह्मा हेड शिवा हेड और थाउजेंड हेड्स ऑफ वन पर्सन ओनली सेम सेम हेड सेम फॉर्म.
It's not mentioned either in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, so I do not know.
ओके थैंक यू प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्ण.
शुभांगी माता जी,
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी. माय क्वेश्चन इज दैट इन दिस विश्वरूपा फॉर्म अर्जुना कैन सी द फ्यूचर, राइट? सो
या
माय क्वेश्चन इज, आई मीन, वी आर सुप्रीमली डिपेंडेंट ऑन कृष्णा फॉर एवरीथिंग एक्सेप्ट दैट वी हैव दिस फ्री विल. सो फ्री विल इज द ओनली इंडिपेंडेंटली वी कैन डू. सो फ्री विल वी हैव नॉट इवन एक्सरसाइज, एंड आवर फ्री विल कीप चेंजिंग. सो हाउ कैन कृष्णा कैन सी द फ्यूचर?
Oh, you mean what we will do in future, Krishna, does he know or not?
Yeah, how does he know? How, I mean, there is also verse that he says that I know your past, present, and future. I'm confused about future, because we have not even exercised our free will, right? So how, and our free will is never constant. We keep changing, right? Today, now I'm taking one decision. After 5 minutes, my decision will be changed. Maybe I will take some other decision. So when our free will is not even exercised and it keep changing, how come Krishna comes to the conclusion, or how can he see in the future, so much in the future?
Well, he is capable of doing. It is for ordinary people, it is not possible, but for Krishna, it is possible.
That's not how, Prabhuji.
How means inconceivable.
I mean,
That is why he is Krishna and we are human beings. Whatever he does, it is not necessary that we should be able to understand it. So this is this is not possible for human beings. If you say that you have free will, you can act any way you want, and at the same time, I know how you will act in future, it means that, does it mean that I will exactly act like this only? Not necessarily. You may act in any way, but still Krishna can know how. That is inconceivable by the inconceivable energy of Krishna. It is possible. But at the same time, even though Krishna is capable of knowing our future, Krishna may not necessarily exercise that omniscience also. He may not necessarily bother to know our future also, even though he is capable of knowing it. He may not necessarily exercise that free will also. He may not exercise that omniscience and bother to know our future also. In that case, many times he may not know our future. Not that he is incapable of knowing our future. He is capable of knowing, but he may not wish to know also. So that way, our free will can exist.
And Prabhuji, I mean, for Arjuna, it would be so easy now, right? When he sees that future, that Bhishma is getting killed, Drona is getting, they are going to die, or Drona is getting killed. When he sees that future, it would have helped Arjuna to take the decision better, no? But because when we know that this is going to happen in the future, okay, let's do it. So that way.
Yeah, he knows that future, but even otherwise, whatever Krishna would say, Arjuna would always do. So it's not that Arjuna was shown this Kala Rupa of future and therefore he became very confident and he fought. That is only for us. But Arjuna was always doing whatever Krishna told. So even before this whole thing happened, when Krishna offered, choose my Narayani Sena or you can choose me without, and I will not touch the weapon. Still Arjuna chose Krishna. So Arjuna had full faith in Krishna. It is not that because Krishna showed the universal form, Krishna showed the Kala Rupa, and he showed the future in that Kala Rupa, in which all the warriors like Karna, Bhishma, Drona, Duryodhana, everyone was already killed. It's not that only because of that confidence Arjuna fought. No. Actually, Arjuna had faith in Krishna. So similarly, if we have faith in our Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then taking guidance from them, with that trust we can act. We don't have to see.
Arjuna,
We
so
don't have
Arjuna,
to have the ability to see the future. All that we know is the Bhakti Shastras are telling what is anukul for bhakti, what is pratikul for bhakti. So according to those guidelines, we accept anukulyasya sankalpo, pratikulyasya varjanam. Whatever is anukul, we accept. Whatever is pratikul, we reject. And then we know for sure Krishna is siding with us. Whatever comes, Krishna is taking care. As long as we are focused on doing what is favorable for our devotion and rejecting whatever is unfavorable for our devotion.
so Arjuna, from the beginning only he knew that Krishna is Bhagwan, right? So
Yeah.
then after seeing Vishwarupa, then why does he say that, oh, I thought, I mean, jokingly I said something to you, so forgive me about that? Because he already knew, right? Then after seeing Vishwarupa, what changed in his faith?
Okay. So we have been discussing this from the beginning, but I guess you joined very late in our
Yes, Prabhuji, sorry.
session. But still, I will answer this question. The whole Arjuna is already a pure devotee. But in order to bring out the teachings of Bhagavad Gita through Arjuna, Krishna's Yoga Maya put Arjuna in a kind of illusion which an ordinary materialistic person would be in. So actually, normally Arjuna would neither get the desire to see this universal form, nor would he get any of these doubts. All these doubts, all this desire to see the universal form, it is all induced in this desire. All these desires are induced in the heart of Arjuna by the Yoga Maya potency for the purpose of benefiting ordinary living entities like us. Otherwise, Arjuna has no other desire. So, when the universal form was shown to Arjuna, because only in Vrindavan, when there is a show of Aishwarya or majesty, that show of Aishwarya and majesty does not affect their sweet relationship with Krishna. But outside Vrindavan, in all these devotees who do not have that completely sweet tinge of devotion towards Krishna, when Krishna shows this kind of extraordinary majesty or Aishwarya, it shakes their sweet relationship with Krishna momentarily. So therefore, when he saw this form and he was completely overcome by this vismaya rasa or astonishment, it actually shook his sakya rasa that he had momentarily. It is not an eternal change. So he feels that, oh, I might have spoken inappropriately, disrespectfully towards you. He did not. He spoke like that only out of his sakya rasa towards Krishna. But now that sakya rasa has been shaken and it has become almost like dasya rasa. So for a person in dasya rasa to speak like that with Krishna is offensive. But in sakya rasa, it is perfectly nourishing to one's flavor of love. But because he saw this universal form, His Sakya rasa became very weak and it became almost like Dasya rasa. And remembering, he spoke with, how he spoke with Krishna in that particular way for a dasa, for a person who is in Dasya rasa, in the mood of servitude, to speak like that is offensive. For someone in Sakya rasa, it is not at all offensive. It is very much favorable for one Sakya rasa. But in Dasya rasa, it becomes offensive. So because he saw that extraordinary form of opulence, his Sakya became shaken. And momentarily it became like Dasya rasa. So therefore he felt that, oh, I must have committed some offense. Like that, he feels like that. Is that relevant, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Shyamali Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Dandat Prabhuji. Can you hear me?
Dandat Prabhu. Yes, Prabhuji, I can hear you.
Yeah. Sorry about this question. I missed out last time. The detail, you were speaking about Virat Rupa and Vishwarupa. I always thought that Virat Rupa and Vishwarupa are the same. But you said there is one is imaginative and one is spiritual. I didn't make out the difference actually. Last time I missed out on it.
So the Virat Rupa that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the form of the universe which is imagined to be in the form of the various planetary systems are imagined to be various limbs of the form of the Lord. That is a Virat Rupa. That is an imaginary form that is imagined by a yogi who has attachments to enjoying in this material world. So when he imagines that how all these 14 planetary systems in which I may wish to enjoy in particular ways, all these 14 planetary systems constitute the bodily limbs of the Supreme Lord. It does not belong to me, it belongs to the Supreme Lord. Then it creates a sense of surrender. It creates a sense of detachment in the heart of the yogi. So this Virat Roop meditation is an imagination which is recommended for a particular kind of attached yogis, and it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. But this Vishwarupa, which is shown here to Arjuna, is the majestic form of Mahavishnu, the form in which he is supporting the vibhutis of all the material universes. Okay. So this form is a real form. This is a transcendental form. And in this form, this is the form in which he is supporting the unlimited number of universes within his body. Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekamshena stito jagat. So that form is actually mentioned to be a transcendental form, Sachidananda form, and it is a kind of form of Mahavishnu in which he is supporting all the vibhutis and all the universes. So this is a transcendental form. This is a real form which is shown to Arjuna when Krishna gives him a kind of celestial eyes to see this particular form. But the Virat Roop is actually an imaginary form where one imagines the planets of the universe to constitute the bodily limbs of a Purusha, like that. But there is no real Purusha who has the various planetary systems as the various limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like that.
Right. So the Lord actually brings Arjuna from Sakya to actually Dasya Bhav to see this form of Vishnu. When we say
No,
he
not
is.
necessarily. He actually, because Arjuna has a very, I mean, a relatively sweet relationship with Krishna in Sakya Rasa, with the two-handed form of the Lord. So therefore, he does not appreciate and relish, you know, seeing a majestic form. So actually, he cannot see that form also. So the Lord gives an eyes, a separate set of eyes to Arjuna, through which he can see this majestic form of Mahavishnu. So, and when he sees this form, because he does not appreciate the Lord with such kind of majesty, therefore he, you know, it kind of weakens his Sakya Rasa, and it kind of increases the Dasya mood, and therefore he feels that, oh, maybe I committed an offense in calling you Hey Saka, Hey Yadava, Hey Krishna, like that, in some kind of joking way, which for a servant is inappropriate to address his master like that, but it is not inappropriate for a friend to address his friend like that. So when the Sakya became weak and Dasya became prominent, all those exchanges, Arjuna thinks that maybe it was offensive, like that.
So this is something like how Yashoda Maya sees the universe in Krishna now.
Yeah, this is similar to that, but Mother Yashoda, because the nature of the love of the Vrajavasis is such that how much ever Aishwarya is seen, is shown by Krishna, because their sweet mood of love is so prominent that it completely does not allow the weakening of that sweet mood. So when Mother Yashoda sees this universal form within the mouth of Krishna, of course here, you know, he showed the universal form within a particular bodily part of Krishna, but when similar universal form was shown to Yashoda, finally she came to the conclusion that, oh, maybe my son, maybe I am in some kind of illusion, I am seeing this, or maybe, you know, she prays for the protection of her son to Lord Narayana, like that. But she ultimately, she cannot think that, oh, maybe my son is a great person. Even such thoughts, when they come, they are very, very momentary thoughts that they may come, but immediately it vanishes, and they think, no, how is it possible? Actually, Krishna is always dependent on me. Even if there is a thunder or lightning, he gets so fearful that he comes running to me and he embraces me. So this cannot be true. Maybe I am an illusion, or maybe some demons or ghosts are attacking my son. So let me pray to Lord Narayan to protect my son. So she starts praying to Lord Narayan, like that. So that is the nature of love in Vrindavan. That how much ever Krishna may show some kind of Aishwarya, they will not be able to see it and process it that way.
Right. Right. Thank you, Prabhu. Hari Bhav. Thank
Hare
you, Prabhu.
Okay. There are some questions in the chat box. Let's see. Okay. Somewhere I have read that after the Kurukshetra war has ended and when Krishna stayed with the Pandavas for some time, Arjuna again requested him to briefly reveal the knowledge that was revealed to him at the time of the war, as he could not listen or focus much because of the war situation and confusion over there. But Krishna strongly declines that request. Is this true? I don't know. I have not heard this. Maybe it is given somewhere else, some other literature it is given, but I am not aware of it. Maybe it is true also. I don't know. What is the difference between a guru and a sadhu? A sadhu is a more advanced devotee, but a guru is one from whom we may accept either diksha or siksha. Of course, from a sadhu also we can accept siksha, but if the sadhu is very extraordinarily qualified, then we may accept him as a siksha guru also, like that. A guru's position is very exalted, whereas a sadhu may also be very exalted when the sadhu has the qualification of being a guru, then he can also be called as a guru. And of course, we have to accept him as such. Then he becomes a guru. Okay, next question. Is this universal form also seen by Duryodhana and Karna and Bhishma, etc.? Not on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but a kind of partial Vishwaroop was shown to Duryodhana when Krishna went as Shanti Dut, that is mentioned. What were they seeing in Krishna when Krishna showed his universal form? They were only seeing the 200 form of Krishna. They were not seeing the universal form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Okay. So if there are no further discussion points, comments or questions, let us continue with this chapter further and see how far we can get covered today. Okay, let us continue. So, Krishna, in the previous verse, you know, Arjuna had requested, please show the Chaturbhuj form. You know, if at all you want to show any kind of form of opulence or Aishwarya, you may choose to show that Vishwaroop form, which also has some rasa in it, you know, and I can sort of relish it. But this form of, as Prabhupada writes, godless display of opulence, I am not able to appreciate it. Okay. That's what he is indicating. So, here, now, Krishna answers Arjuna now. Krishna has not reverted yet back to the 400 form. Arjuna has put forth the request. But while in his Vishwarupa manifestation, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Prasannena Tava Arjunedam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Tejomayam Vishwam Anantam Adyam Yanme Tvadanyena Nadrishta Purvam Maya Tava Darshitam Idam Param Tejomayam Anantam Adyam Vishwam Rupam. Maya tava prasannena, by my being pleased with you, darshitam, I showed idam, this param, supreme, tejomayam, brilliant, anantam, infinite, adyam, original, vishvam rupam, this form of this universe. I was pleased with you and you requested to see this form, Arjuna. And because I was very pleased with you, I showed this form to you. Yad tvadanyena na drishta purvam, which has not ever been seen by anyone except you, atma yogat, and you could see this form because of my yogamaya. By the power of my yogamaya, you could see this form. You could see this form of mind. So, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti says, O Arjuna, you have said that you desire to see my majestic form. And by your request, I have shown the form of the universe, which is one of my parts. Ekam Shena Stito Jagat. Why has your mind become disturbed on seeing it? You asked it, I showed it. Why did you become disturbed? Is it not astonishing that you plead with me, wanting now to see my human form? First you requested and pleaded with me to see this universal form. Now that I have shown, you are expressing your displeasure. You don't want to see this form. And you are pleading with me to see again my human form. Thus the Lord speaks this verse. Being pleased with you, I have shown this form to you, you alone and not to anyone else, since it has not been seen previously by anyone. In spite of that, do you not want to see that form? Krishna is now poking fun at the expense of Arjuna. Arjuna, you only asked. This is a very special form, Arjuna. No one has seen this before. You should be pleased. Are you not pleased? Like that, he's asking. So, Krishna continues. Na veda yajnyad adhyadhyayanair na dhanair na chakriyabir na tapobirugraihi evam rupa shakya aham riloke drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira. Na veda yajna adhyayanaihi, not by the study of Vedas, by sacrifice, by recital of the scriptures, na dhanaihi, neither by charities, na cha kriyabir, na tapobir ugraihi, neither by rituals nor by severe austerities, evam aham rupaha drashtum shakya nriloke. In this bhuloka, nriloka, the planet of human beings, one cannot see this form by performing any of these practices. Drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira. It cannot be seen by anyone except you, O hero of the Kurus. Why they cannot see? Ultimately, Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo na medayana bahunashrutena. Yamevaisha vrunute tena labhyas tashtesha atma vivrunute tanam swam. It is not that one with material eyes cannot see spiritual form. One with spiritual eyes will definitely be able to see spiritual form. Nothing like that. If Krishna wants, he can make people see his spiritual form even with material eyes. If Krishna wants, he can hide his spiritual form even from those who have spiritual eyes. Ultimately, when Krishna desires to show his form to someone, they can see. If he desires to hide his form from someone, they cannot see. So he says it cannot be seen by anyone except you. Even though there were qualified people, not everyone was seeing that form. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti writes, this form which I have shown to you is rarely seen even by those who study the Vedas and follow the other processes. It cannot be seen in this form by anyone except you. The absence of visarga and consequent sandhi to form shakyoham instead of shakya aham in this verse is poetic license. Anyways, therefore, considering this, that you have attained something which is not attainable by others, fix your mind on this form, which is difficult to see for everyone, a form which is certainly the Lord. Having seen that form, you should forget about the human form you are again desiring to see. So, it is like you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu card and you order, you see that, some particular item was the most expensive. Was the most expensive item, but you don't know what that item is. You don't know how it tastes, but just like that, out of curiosity, you say, oh, I want to eat this. It's very expensive. So they bring it. And as soon as they bring it, you are literally unable to even tolerate its fragrance. Is so distasteful. The fragrance is very distasteful. You are not able to tolerate it. But what to do? You have only ordered it, and it is the most expensive item. So you are looking at your father and scratching your head. Your father asked you a few times, "Are you sure you want to eat this?" He said, Yeah. I really want to eat it. I want to try it." Father said, "Okay, fine." So he tells, "Okay, please bring a plate of this." And then they bring it, and you are like, "Now, what do I do?" I pushed my father to get this item, but now, what to speak of eating? I am not even able to tolerate its smell. And you are scratching your head. That's like the situation of Arjuna. And Krishna is now toying with Arjuna, like, "Hey, you asked, you wanted to see this form, didn't you?" Like that. And Arjuna is like, "Yeah, I did, but now I don't. Can you please?" So the son is asking, "You know what? Can you please eat mine? I will eat what you ordered, and you please eat what I ordered. Please. This one time, please forgive me." Like that, the son is pleading with the father. The father says, "Okay, fine, no problem." Like that. So it's like that, something like that. And Arjuna, Krishna is telling that, "Hey, you wanted to see this form. This is a very expensive form. No one gets to see this form, Arjuna. And then now you don't want to see this form?" So, like that. Anyways. Okay, there is something in the chat box. "I heard that Sanjaya, who spoke what was happening in war to Dhritarashtra, see this universal form. Is this true? Why Krishna is saying, I heard that Sanjaya, who spoke what was happening in war to Dhritarashtra, he could see this universal form. Is this true? Why Krishna is saying, only you see this form?" Yeah, Sanjaya could also see this form. By the mercy of Vyasadeva, he could see this form. Like that. Okay, so he continues. Krishna continues. माते व्यतामा च विमूढभावो दृष्ट्वा रूपं घोरमीदृग्ममेदं व्यपेतबिप्रीतमना पुनस्त्वं तदेव मे रूपमिदं प्रपश्य माते व्यत ओ अर्जुन डू नॉट गेट डिस्टर्ब मा च विमूढभावो एंड डू नॉट गेट बेविल्डर्ड दृष्ट्वा ईदृक् मम इदं घोरं रूपं सीइंग दिस टेरिफाइंग फॉर्म ऑफ माइंड Please do not get bewildered or do not get disturbed. Vyapeta bihi, being devoid of fear. Prita manaha, being pleased in mind. Punastvam tad eva me rupam idam prapashya. So without being disturbed, you can take darshan of that form of mind which you requested to see. The four-handed form you requested to see. Okay, don't worry. I will eat your plate, you can eat mine. No problem. Take it this one time. I will forgive your mistake. I understand. No problem. Now I will show you that form that which you requested to see, the four-handed form you had requested to see. Now you can see and take darshan of that form. No problem. Like that, he says. So he says, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, "O Supreme Lord, why do you not understand me? You are forcibly giving me something which I don't want." And Krishna says, "You don't want? I am forcing you? You ordered for it from the menu card." like that. "So seeing this form of yours, my limbs are distressed, my mind is pained. Constantly I am fainting. Let me offer my respects again and again to the majestic form from far away. दूर से दंडवत करता हूं, प्लीज पास मत आ जाओ, यू नो लाइक दैट, आई विल नेवर अगेन प्रे टू सी दैट फॉर्म, फॉरगिव मी प्लीज, आई विल नेवर, आई मेड अ मिस्टेक, यू नो द सन सेज नेवर एवर, नेक्स्ट टाइम आई विल शो द मेनू कार्ड टू यू एंड आई विल ऑर्डर ओनली दो दैट आइटम विच आई नो फॉर श्योर, नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ ऑर्डरिंग यू नो समथिंग विच आई डोंट नो, यू नो दिस वन टाइम प्लीज फॉरगिव मी, यू नो लाइक दैट. Arjuna is telling, show to me that human form with moon-like face, covered in showers of nectar through the sweetest smiles. Please show that to me. The Lord then speaks this verse in a comforting mood to Arjuna, who is distressed in the above manner. He says, okay, don't worry, don't worry. Done, no problem. You can see, I will show you exactly that form which you requested. Okay, now you can take darshan of that form like that. So, then Sanjaya says, Sanjaya Vacha, ityarjunam vasudevas tatokva svakam rupam darshayamasa bhuyah ashvasayamasa cha bhitamenam bhutva punasaumya vapurmahatma. Iti Arjunam tata uktva, having spoken to Arjuna thus, वासुदेव स्वकम रूपम दर्शयामास भूय, वासुदेव शोड इज पर्सनल 400 फॉर्म अगेन, पुनः देन अगेन सौम्य वपोह भूत्वा देन अगेन अपियरिंग इन इज प्लेजेंट 200 फॉर्म, देन अगेन अपियरिंग इन इज प्लेजेंट 200 फॉर्म, महात्मा द ग्रेट सोल आश्वासयामास च भीतमेनम, एनम भीतम एनम दिस फियरफुल अर्जुना आश्वासयामास, ही गेव कंफर्ट टू फियरफुल अर्जुना. सो फर्स्ट ही शोड दैट 400 फॉर्म बिकॉज अर्जुना टोल्ड इफ एट ऑल यू वांट टू शो अ फॉर्म विच इज फिल्ड विथ ऐश्वर्य यू माइट एज वेल शो दैट फॉर्म ऑफ द 400 फॉर्म ऑफ वासुदेव. But then ultimately Krishna knew that Arjuna desired to see the 200 form only. The 400 form was just a kind of bargain. If at all you want to show the form of a form of opulence, Aishwarya, you may show the 400 form holding Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. But Arjuna says, look, I didn't want to show. You asked to see the form of Aishwarya. Therefore, I showed the Vishwarupa. Now also you asked to see the 400 form. That's why I'm showing you. But I understand that you want to see the 200 form. Tadastu. You get it. I will show you the 200 form only. Don't worry. Okay. And then he shows the 200 form after briefly showing the 400 form to Arjuna. Sri Vaishnava Jagadakur says, just as the Lord has showed the very ferocious form which arose from just one of his parts, he again showed his own very sweet personal form with four hands, crown, club, chakra, and other ornaments. Which was requested by Arjuna and which was a mixture of sweetness and grandeur. The form of Mahavishnu or Vishwarupa was complete grandeur, no sweetness. Now, this 400 form was a mixture of sweetness and grandeur. Then again, that great soul became the two-handed pleasant form, Saumya Vapuhu, wearing bracelets, earrings, turban, and yellow cloth and comforted the fearful Arjuna. Okay. Cool down, my dear friend. You know, everything is normal now. Like that. So now Arjuna speaks. Arjuna Uvacha, Drishtvedam Manusham Rupam Tava Saumyam Janardana, Idani Masmi Samvrittaha, Sacheta Prakritim Gataha. O Janardana, Drishtva Tava Idam Saumyam Manusham Rupam. Seeing this pleasant human form of yours, idanim sachetaha prakritim gataha, I have regained my consciousness. Samvrittosmi and I have gained the composure. So now my life has come back. Now my life has come back, my dear Lord. Now I am so relieved to take darshan of this form. Thank you very much. I have regained my composure. I have regained my consciousness. Here, Sri Vishnu Jagadakur says, then Arjuna, seeing the very sweet form of Krishna bathing in an ocean of bliss, he spoke, O Janardana, now I have regained my consciousness and I have gained composure. Now, Krishna answers, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sudurdarsham idam rupam drishtavanasi yanmama deva apyasya rupasya nityam darshanakankshinah. Idam mama rupam, O Arjuna, this form of mine, yad drishtavanasi, which you have seen, sudurdarsham, it is very difficult to see. Deva api nityam darshanakankshinah. Even the devatas are always eager to see asya rupasya, this form. Which form? Okay, now guess. Which form is Krishna speaking about in this particular verse? What is your guess? Which is the form he is talking about in this verse? Is it the two-handed form? Is it the four-handed form? Is it the Vishwarupa? Or the Mahavishnu form? Which form? Which of these three forms is... Okay, someone says Mahavishnu or Vishwarup, someone says two-handed form, someone else says two-handed form, someone says Krishna, but which Krishna? Two-handed, four-handed, which form? Okay, different people are giving different answers. Now let us see what Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains. He says, here, okay, okay, let's see. Here he says, here the Lord glorifies in three verses his Vishwarupa, which he showed. The devatas desire to see the Vishwarupa, but they cannot see it. But you do not desire that form at all. How can your two eyes, which continually taste the great sweetness of my human form, which is the original form, enjoy that universal form? Your eyes relish only the sweetness of my two-handed form. How can that eye relish this, the grandeur of this universal form? Therefore, I gave you divya eyes to see it. Divyam dadamite chakshuhu. But even though I gave you divya or heavenly eyes, I did not give you a divya mind. I did not give you a divya mind. Okay. Thus, by those divya eyes alone, you cannot enjoy completely that form because your mind relishes only the great sweetness of my human form. So I gave you the eyes to see that majestic form, but I did not give you the mind to process that majestic form. So therefore, your eyes could see that form, but your mind could not process that form. If I had given you a divya mind, then you would have relished that swarupa of the Purusha as the universal form, just as devatas do. Okay. So, if only I had given you the mind also, a divya mind, then with that you could have even probably relished it. Okay. Like that. So, okay. We have just a few more slides to complete. Let us complete this chapter. You can just note down your questions if you have any. And as soon as we complete the last few slides, we will definitely pause for some discussion or questions. So, Krishna continues. Krishna says, नाहं वेदैर्न तपसा न दानेन न चेज्यया शक्य एवं विदो द्रष्टुम् दृष्टवानसि माम यथा न वेदैर् न तपसा नॉट थ्रू द वेदास नॉट थ्रू ऑस्टेरिटीज न दानेन न च इज्जया नॉट थ्रू चैरिटीज नॉट थ्रू द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस अहम एवं विदो द्रष्टुम शक्य इज इट पॉसिबल टू सी मी द वे दैट आई शोड यू दृष्टवानसि माम यथा as I showed you, you know, it is not easy by any of these kinds of practices to see this universal form of mind. Universal form means the form of Vishwarupa, the form of Mahavishnu. He says, moreover, please understand that others who desire as the goal of their lives that Swarupa which is not desired by you, cannot see that form or know that form even by such practices as study of the Vedas. It is not easy to see that form of mind. Then how one can see? Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vidorjuna gyatum drashtum cha takvena praveshtum cha parantapa ananyaya bhaktya tu only by ananya bhakti. Only by ananya bhakti, aham evam vido tatvena gyatum drashtum praveshtum cha shakyah. Only by ananya bhakti, aham, I, evam vido, in this way, tatvena, in truth, gyatum, can be known, drashtum, gyatum shakyah. Can be known, drashtum shakyah, can be seen, praveshtum shakyah, can be merged with me, O Arjuna. Only when one performs ananya bhakti. Of course, that ananya bhakti may have to be, through vaidhi sadhana. But only by ananya bhakti can one see this form. Otherwise, for others, it is not possible to see this form. Okay. So then by what practice can this Vishwarup be obtained? Of course, to imagine that Virat Rupa. Of course, even the yogi does not see the Virat Rupa. He imagines the Virat Rupa because it's an imaginary form. But this Vishwarupa is the form of Mahavishnu. It is a real form. It's a transcendental form. And by practice of Ananya Bhakti only, one can get the qualification to see this form, know this form, and maybe even merge with this form. By Bhakti, I can be known and seen. The dropping of the Visarga without Sandhi to form Shakyoham. The normal form instead of Shakyaha Aham in the present text is poetic license. Even if one desires Nirvana Moksha or Sayujya Mukti, then one can merge with the Brahman only by Ananya Bhakti and not by other processes. No. But we do hear that by practicing Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, one can attain, merge in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So why is he telling Ananya Bhakti here? The explanation that is given is, the Gunibhuta Bhakti of the Jnanis remains as a small amount of Ananya Bhakti after the renunciation of Jnana at the time of death. We saw that, Sakama Karma Yoga matures into Nishkama Karma Yoga, which matures into Jnana Yoga, and through that Jnana Yoga, one becomes a Jivan Mukta. And at the stage of being a Jivan Mukta, there is Jnana Sannyas, where one gives up that, gives up the practices of Jnana, and what remains is only Shuddha Bhakti practices remain. And by that Shuddha Bhakti practices, which are in very minute quantities, one attains Sayujya Mukti. By that they attain Sayujya Mukti, it is mentioned. I will substantiate that point later with the verse Tato Mam Tattvato Gyatva Abhishate Tadanantaram. The 18th chapter, he will describe this in little bit more detail. Now, so he says that then how one can see that universal form or the Vishwarupa? He says, Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidorjuna gyatum drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. He says that only by ananya bhakti is it possible to know me, see me, or even merge with me, O Arjuna. Like that. So, now, last verse of this chapter. He ends this chapter by telling, Mat karma kran mat paramo mat bhakta sanga varjitaha nirvaira sarva bhuteshu yassa mameti pandava. So Krishna says, Yaha mat karma krid. He who does work for me, mat paramo, who holds me as the supreme, mat bhaktaha, who is devoted to me, sanga varjitaha, without materialistic association, nirvaira sarva bhuteshu, who is devoid of hatred of any other living being, saha, that person, mameti, he attains me, pandava, O Arjuna. He says, he who does work for me, he who holds me as the supreme, he who is devoted to me without any materialistic association, and who is devoid of hatred of any other living being, he attains me, O Arjuna. So, Srila Vishnu Chakradaku says, in order to summarize the subject of bhakti, in this verse, the Lord speaks about the general characteristics of various types of devotees who are described starting in the 7th chapter. You know, in the 7th chapter, he spoke about Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas, Anshuddha Bhaktas. Okay, he spoke about the Karma Mishra Bhakta and the Jnana Mishra Bhakta. In Artho Jigyasur Arthati Jnani Cha Bharatarishabha. And he spoke about the Yoga Mishra Bhakta in the 8th chapter. And he spoke about the Shuddha Bhaktas in the 9th chapter and the 10th chapter. Okay. So he spoke about the Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas and the Shuddha Bhaktas. So what are the common characteristics of them that is described here? Okay. Yaha mat karma krit. He who does work for me, who holds me as the supreme, who is devoted to me, he has no materialistic association and is devoid of hatred of any living being. He attains me, O Arjuna. Sangha varjitaha means devoid of material attachment. Arjuna understood that his victory on the battlefield was dependent on the great power of Krishna alone. This is the meaning of this chapter. So only by the power of Krishna, Arjuna's victory in the battle was dependent. So this is what Krishna was communicating to Arjuna, you know, through displaying this Vishwarup. You know, mayai vaite nihato purvameva nimitta matram bhavasavyasachin. I have already killed them, oh Arjuna. You just become the instrument and take all the glories like that. Here ends the commentaries on the 11th chapter of the Gita for the pleasure of the devotees' minds by the mercy of the Acharyas. So thus ends the 11th chapter. So, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, we can take it right now. Okay, there is one hand up. Shubhangi Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. In the verse 54, it is told that by doing ananya bhakti, one can merge into me. But we don't merge, right? I mean, bhaktas, they go and serve in the Goloka, right? They don't merge, right? Why it is called merging here?
So, merging here refers to... So, here, ananya bhakti means two things. One is, ananya bhakti is अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्मा ध्यानावृतम आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्तिरुत्तमा. यू नो हैविंग नो अदर गोल अदर देन द गोल टू प्लीज कृष्णा एंड प्रैक्टिसिंग नो अदर प्रैक्टिस अदर देन अनन्या भक्ति यू नो नवदा भक्ति वन बाय दैट उत्तमा भक्ति वन अटेन्स प्रेमा. बट अनन्या भक्ति कैन ऑल्सो मीन दैट एस दैट्स वाई आई वॉज डिस्क्राइबिंग दिस यू नो इन द ग्रेजुअल प्रोसेस वन स्टार्ट्स विथ सकाम कर्म योगा एंड बाई सकाम कर्म योगा ही गेट्स सम काइंड ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड देन ही रीचेस द स्टेज ऑफ निष्काम कर्म योगा एंड बाई निष्काम कर्म योगा फर्दर हिज हार्ट बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड एंड ही बिकम्स क्वालिफाइड टू प्रैक्टिस ज्ञान योगा एंड बाई प्रैक्टिसिंग ज्ञान योगा ही रीचेस द स्टेज ऑफ बींग अ जीवन मुक्ता एंड वेन ही रीचेस द स्टेज ऑफ बींग जीवन मुक्ता सो ही हैज टू एट दैट स्टेज ही इज ऑलमोस्ट रेडी फॉर लिबरेशन. लिबरेशन हियर मीन्स साहिज्य मुक्ति आर मर्जिंग इन इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म ज्योति आर एंटरिंग द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म ज्योति. सो एट दैट टाइम ही हैज टू गिव अप द लिम्स ऑफ ज्ञान बिकॉज ज्ञान द लिम्स ऑफ ज्ञान आर स्टिल सात्विक आर दे आर स्टिल इन द विद इन द थ्री मोड्स बट बिकॉज द ब्रह्म ज्योति इज बियॉन्ड द थ्री मोड्स therefore one should give up those elements which are still within the three modes. So he does what is called as jnana sannyas when he gives up the limbs of jnana yoga. And then what remains is only a very mild version of Bhakti, which is not covered by karma, jnana, yoga, etc., because he has already given up all those practices. So, by that very weak but pure bhakti, he attains what is called as Sahajya Mukti or merging in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Like that.
But Ananya meaning is Prabhuji unalloyed, right? I mean pure, right? So is it applicable for the Bhakti Yoga people? Or is it you are as you are saying only for the one who starts with the Sakama Karma Yoga, for them it is applied?
So Ananya has two meanings under two different contexts. So Ananya can mean no other goal and no other means to attain that goal. The goal is pleasure of Krishna. The means is exclusively Navada Bhakti during practice and during perfection. So such people attain Prema. But Ananya Bhakti also means the practice, the goal may not be Ananya. The goal may be the goal may be liberation, but and the means may also currently be Jnana Yoga, but with that Jnana Yoga one cannot go and attain liberation. Because the state of liberation is beyond three modes. So you cannot carry any element which is within three modes to that stage of liberation. So even these people who are Jnana Yogis, at some stage when they reach the stage of being a Jivan Mukta, they will have to give up the elements of Jnana in their practice. So because it is within three modes. So when they give up the elements of jnana, what remains is actually only the limbs of bhakti. So that bhakti, because it was all supported by jnana all the while, it is a very weak bhakti, but it is pure. So by that pure bhakti, so now that bhakti is Ananya bhakti. Because the limbs of jnana, karma, everything has been given up. It is only shravana, kirtana, smarana, pada sevana, etc. Only those limbs are there. But it is very, very weak. So by that weak but pure bhakti, one can attain impersonal liberation or Sahajya Mukti.
Okay, Prabhuji. So this is basically for the other yoga, other than the bhakti yoga.
Correct, correct.
And Prabhuji, in Goloka, then when here Krishna says that personal form is 400 form, so in Goloka, how many hands Krishna has then?
Two hands. Two hands, Mataji.
Two hands only. Then why personal form means what? What this that personal means?
One kind of personal form, he has four hands. Lord Narayana's form is also personal only. Four hands. Krishna also has a 400 personal form. Krishna also has a 200 personal form.
But Goloka, it is only two hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay, there is something in the chat box. If they desire to do Gunibhuta Bhakti, do they have Gunibhuta Bhaktas? Do they have entrance to Vaikuntha planet or only to Sahaja Mukti? Gunibhuta Bhaktas do not even want to enter Vaikuntha. They want only Sahaja Mukti. Because Gunibhuta Bhaktas means they have very meager devotion. With such meager devotion, one would not want to enter Vaikuntha. They are very happy with only Sahaja Mukti, not more than that. I think does he means if one wishes, then I can also give Sahaja Mukti by Ananya Bhakti, anything he wants, but since Bhakti purified, devotee will not ask. That also is there. Yat karmabhir, yat tapasa, jnana vairagyatascha yat, yogena dana dharmena shreyobhir itarairapi, sarvam bhakti yogena madbhakta labate anjasa, swarga apavarga maddama katanchit yadi vanchati, Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th canto. Even if my devotee, Ananya Bhakta, or my pure devotee may ask for any of these things, I am willing to give them. But of course, they will not ask for that. That is also there. But that's not the way in which it is indicated here. Okay. So, if there are no further discussion points, comments, or questions, I think we will pause here because the chapter is over. We will not start a new chapter now. We will start the 12th chapter next week, next Friday. So thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.